I'm joined on the phone today by Senator Tina Smith, and I understand you have an announcement related to at-home COVID tests, right?
Yes, that's right. You know, getting access to these at-home COVID tests has been such a frustration for people. There haven't been nearly enough tests out there. I have been working on this for months and months and months, and I'm glad to say that we're finally making some progress. And the first thing is that there is going to be a dramatic increase in access to at-home tests in the coming weeks or so. Hundreds of millions more tests are going to start to be available, so that's going to make a big difference. But the other thing that's really going to help is something that I've been pushing for a long time, which is that insurance companies, starting this weekend, are going to be required to cover the cost of rapid in-home tests. And up to 8 tests a person a month will be covered by your insurance if you have private insurance, you know, through your employer or through MinSure. And you could just go into the pharmacy where you normally get your prescriptions filled, or through an in-network pharmacy for your insurer, and they will cover the cost of the test. So that's going to really help and help give people this tool, which is so important as we're navigating through this big surge of the Omicron variant.
Right, and hospital systems, I imagine, are overwhelmed with the influx of patients and may not be able to perform the traditional PCR tests, right?
That is right. There is, it's too hard for people to go into hospitals to get that test because the people who are working in our hospitals are so overwhelmed. So this is a good way for you to get that test at home and to be able to, you know, figure out and make some, make good decisions, the best decisions that you can make about what's safe thing for you to do. You know, I think about this holiday when I was visiting my dad, who's 91. He's in great health. But I wanted to have a test before I went to see him to make sure that I wasn't infectious and didn't know it, because a lot of people are asymptomatic, even if they have been exposed to the Omicron variant. So, of course, the best thing is to get that vaccine, get boosted, and then have access to this test so you can decide, how to, go about your life in as normal a way as we can.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us today, Senator Smith. I'm sure we'll visit again soon.
Look forward to talking with you soon. Thanks, Larissa.
Yep. Bye-bye.